Welcome to Let's Talk Layoffs podcast with your host Antonio Fregoso and Andy Dieza. Episodes airing bi-weekly will feature guests who are currently laid off or have been impacted by layoffs in the past. Our goal is to create a safe space for conversations around coping with unexpected job loss and the emotions that come with it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Let's Talk Layoffs podcast, where we shine a light on the stories of people who've been affected by layoffs. I am Andy Dieza.
And I'm Antonio Fregoso.
And we are your hosts. I guess the best way to do this would be to start with the why. We are doing this because, well, we've both been laid off.
From the same job.
From the same job. And we realized there were themes in these layoffs, and it is that people seem to have no place to talk about it and express all of the nuanced feelings that come with being laid off. Shock, disappointment, disbelief.
Anger.
Sadness. And we've seen, like I'm sure many of you have seen, the expressions of these emotions on places like LinkedIn, and nothing against that. Express yourself where and how you feel the need, but maybe there's a better way to do it. Maybe there's a better place to do it. And so we, being the creators and creatives that we are, wanted to provide a solution or a platform.
Yeah. It was like jumping on LinkedIn and seeing just one kind of post. People saying, I got laid off from this job. I'm open for new opportunities. Please help me. But we noticed that there was not really a conversation, as you said, Andy. There was a lot of feelings of shame, of defeat, going back and forth between some people telling you, do not say that you got laid off because might be like a stigma, like a red flag that you did something wrong, which you didn't. To other people being like really helpful. And it's like the second you say like, I'm sorry, I'm being laid off, people are actually wanting to help you and support you. So we wanted to create this podcast, first of all, as a safe space for people to share their stories, to talk about layoffs in a humane manner. We are not here to bash any companies. We're not here to talk about them. They're already in the press.
Yeah.
They already have their things. We're here to put a face on the human emotion of the numbers that we see almost pretty day on the newspaper, on the news. Like, we're going to put a name and a face to the hundreds, thousands of people that get laid off in one single time. And welcome to this podcast. Hope you like it. We have some really great surprises for the episodes to come. But first, let's start with two people, two creatives that got laid off.
Yeah. And this isn't a sad podcast. Honestly, the initial name for this was almost Fun Employment, because being laid off sucks, right? But in many cases, we've seen a layoff open the door to someone's passion project or someone pursuing something they might not have done. This is literally a result of that. And so we want to provide people with an outlet. And like Antonio said, I guess we start with ourselves. We are both creative marketers by trade. I am most recently a creative strategist. Prior to that, over 15 years in traditional advertising, I was laid off most recently from Snapchat. TikTok before that. And no ill will to those places. I was a part of mass layoffs in both instances. And it is disheartening, but I'm a big proponent of, I think my work speaks for itself to an extent. I know that my resume with places like TikTok and Snapchat on it gives me a greater chance of being back in the employment pool. And that is a blessing, but I'm still human and still have the self-doubt and have to give myself the pep talks. And I still go through all of that. And like many others, I didn't have a place to do it. It is a privilege to have the confidence to create something like this because we have the backgrounds that we do. But unemployment is a great equalizer. A person loses their job, a star athlete can lose their job in the NBA the same way a McDonald's employee can be laid off for no reason. And the athlete might have a platform to talk about it in. The McDonald's employee, maybe not so much. And now they do.
Now they do. Oh, thanks for that, Andy. I'm Antonio, also creative marketer by trade, mostly in the ad industry. Was at TikTok with Andy, where we both got laid off too. I was part of that layoff process. And I went to an advertising agency where, again, it's almost as like a song that never ends. I got laid off again. And yeah, we started talking about this idea. And the more we talked about it, the more we talked about our friends, we realized that there's a need for that. And hopefully we're able to fulfill it with this and with your help. And we're also here to try to help as many people as we can. We're going to compile resources throughout the duration of this podcast that everyone will be able to access and leverage. And hopefully, as Andy said, like, we put the layoff phase into a positive note.
Yes. I mean, it's important. It's necessary.
It's necessary. But I mean, as I said, let's go into that. Like, Andy, we both got laid off at the same time, but I think we never talked about this originally. What was your like process, your shock at that moment?
It's taken a few faces now at this point. When I got laid off from TikTok initially, I was completely blindsided and I didn't see it coming. That's what blindsided means. Because I'd been there for 3 years. We'd done a lot of formative work making TikTok what it is. I don't want to say what it is today, because today it's a little more controversial than I'd like to be associated with. But, you know, just a lot of groundwork with a lot of people, some who are still there, just really good people doing really good work. And when it happened, I just didn't see it coming. And so for me, I took some time to myself. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'd been running on a treadmill for 3 years.
You started a watch collection?
No, I started a watch collection we don't want to talk about that I should not have. But I took a trip. I went to Orlando for the first time, super exotic location, and really, you know, took a breath from what it was to be running on that treadmill or the rocket ship that was TikTok from 2020 to 2023. And really just took some time and thought about who I was outside of work.
Yeah.
It was necessary. It was important. But then I came back from that break with the overwhelming feeling of urgency and needing to get back into the game. Ultimately, I was unemployed for 6 months before I got a job at Snapchat. And the person I was at Snapchat was, I think, the best version of myself creatively, because I was coming off of that time to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much
energy,
right? Yeah. Just stored, dormant, because I wasn't doing anything. I was home with my dog and, you know, it was my life. And I didn't have a way to release or express that creative energy. And then I landed at Snapchat and I was like, oh, you're going to get all of this work. Like, y'all about to get all of this pent up creative energy that I have. And did some really great work in a really short amount of time. And then, boom, layoffs again at Snapchat, 600 people. And now it wasn't as jarring as the TikTok layoff. Obviously, I wasn't there as long, but I feel really good about the work I did. So it's like, it's almost like a freelance, almost like I had a freelance gig and I did some really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just get out of it. And that's kind of where I am now. It's like, you know what? We're going to start this podcast because there's a need, but also because I still have I have creative energy that I still have that I'm not going to sit on. And because you came to me with the idea.
No, I think like I feel you in that sense that if you don't put that energy to good use, it can turn negative really quickly, really bad.
Yeah.
My side again, I also was blindsided from TikTok. And I think I went through like the stages of grief every single day. Like I passed through like a roller coaster of emotions, and it was really hard to process at the beginning. Like really, really, really hard to process, because it was like my first laid off. I've been fired, which is like a whole nother.
I was gonna say, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's a sort of story. That one, I'm glad I got fired in the end, because it made me get on the path that I am today. This one was like, I don't know what happened. And one thing, as you were saying with like the Snapchat that I said, is like, it was not about performance. It was not about me. And I would say like, once I finally made my brain understand that, things went easier. Because it was not like, performance was great. We built amazing things, TikTok, everything. And it's just how the business works. And then I wish I had taken time off like you did to find myself. I didn't. So I jumped into another opportunity, which again, met really great people, starting doing a great job. But as with the nature of corporate America is, there was another layoff rounds and I was affected. Like last one's in, first one's out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was blindsided and unexpected, I was ready for that one.
Why? What made it like I'm bracing myself almost like you knew it was going to happen?
No, it was happening. Like blindsided, like that is always blindsided. But I would say the process of going through like the stages of grief and like accepting it and like moving on was way faster. Probably also like necessity, but that really happened. And I'm going to put it like in the positive frame. I think that that job was my trip to find myself.
Mm.
Because after that and everything, I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start pursuing my creative projects and start being freelancing, like put my work to good use, get paid for it, but at the same time, have enough free time so I can pursue projects like this one. So like, hey, I think I was one day writing ideas on my notebook in my living room, and I like just wrote this one. I was like, it shined. I was like, immediately, like I texted you, I was like, hey man, I have this idea. What do you think? And you jumped on it. And so far, everyone that we have told us like jumps on it.
Which is like a bittersweet feeling.
It's a bittersweet feeling.
Because it's like we're doing a thing and there's an opportunity for you to express yourself. The amount of people that need to express themselves about this topic
has been overwhelming.
Has been a little overwhelming. And because it's all in prep for doing it, it's been like, yeah, more people. And then, but sometimes I sit and I'm like, man, there's so many people who don't feel safe in, I want to say, corporate settings or corporate America and their job or in their employment, let's say.
Yeah.
And clearly don't have a place to talk about that, or like,
yeah,
people who are currently employed who in the past have been laid off, who are like, you know what happened to me the first time I got laid off? I heard this or that. And it's like, you've never told anybody that, have you? Like, yeah. It's like, because who do you tell and why do you tell? And you know, there's the stigma, right? That we talked about in even starting this, is that you don't talk about being laid off. You don't talk about it because the negative connotation with talking about being laid off might come across like you're trying to bash your employer. As a result, you could be hurting yourself in your next employment opportunity. And yeah. So it's like the safe bet is,
you know,
hold it close to the chest, deal with it. And then when you get that next job, just announce that you got the next job.
Yeah. But also, I think there has been like this shift in reality, thanks to social media, through everything, that people are more open to share these things, even though they like, there's still that opposite thoughts back and forth, like you shouldn't talk about it. And I was like, oh yeah, like let's talk about it. But still, even though it's more accepted, that feeling of it being a stigma, It is like pervasive. Like during this last layoff, like I heard contradicting arguments on LinkedIn that was like, you shouldn't put your open to work banner because it feels like you're begging for a job. Others is like, no, you put it because like
obvious reasons. Yeah.
Obvious reasons. Sounds like people are going to help you. So it's like, I realized that people really want to share that. I want to say, and it's like, hey, I have a network and sites like LinkedIn or other that are like connect with your professional network. And a lot of the jobs, most of the jobs, like are connections or like that network. So being able to freely tell your network, like, this is my next move, help me, or raise your hand or anything. Like, yeah. I think it's valuable. If this 30, 35 minute, 40 minutes conversations that we can have change that and allow people to do it, like, I'm just going to be grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. This, I mean, the goal here is to allow people to tell stories. And granted, their stories about a very niche, very specific thing, I doubt that we'll hear two stories that are the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the importance to me is allowing people that release so that then hopefully you can get to whatever the next thing is. Like, you don't have to sit in it. I mean, you should. Yep. For as long as it takes you to process and do whatever you have to do in that regard. But then share it with us or share it, you know, and there'll be other forums. This will evolve as we get, as we do it. You know, we'll try to create spaces for people to share whether they're sitting here with us or not. But once you get that out, now maybe you go on to your next thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you lean into that passion that you've been not so sure about or, yeah. You know, so.
Resources, like. There are like several success stories, and I don't want to spoil the surprises that we have later on, but success stories that people that have completely changed their life or created something amazing just because they were laid off. Other people that have found their passion and becoming to a point that that passion can be a full-time job. They can get hired from that passion to people that really reframe what they wanted to do and was like, you know what, this is not my career. I'm going to do something else. I mean, hopefully like those stories are inspiring, not only like for everyone that's listening, but inspiring to like people realize I want to share my story and how I can take control of that story. Because I think this is like the important part of it.
I mean, that's an extremely important part of it, is owning your story and owning your narrative and just being willing to put it out there. And then there's so many different versions of being laid off, right?
Yeah.
Like, we, again, don't want to spoil what's coming down the pike or just conversations we've had in preparation to do this. It's like, you can be laid off from politics. You can be laid off from sports. You can be laid off, and all of those are the same thing, but couldn't be any more different.
Let's not go that further. Like, the CEO of ChatGPT that got laid off and rehired a week after. Like, it doesn't matter the level. It doesn't matter the level, the career, you can be laid off.
And so that's what this is about. And it's one of the most human stories, you know, as old as American as apple pie, if you will. But what is also as American as apple pie is the not talking about it. And that, to us, there is a need.
There is a need.
And I guess that's why we're here.
Yeah. And we're going to do our best and we're going to compile the resources that we can so people can get access to those. And as we said, like, control the narrative, own their own story, and move ahead, because that's the only thing that you can do. Like, process it however you need to process it.
And then get back on your horse.
Yeah.
because ultimately, one, we all have bills. But also, if you don't have bills, also, like, I would hope if we do this right, you can watch this as an intern.
Yep.
Before you even get a job, to lose a job, you have a framework for what that could be. So you're not going in blind. Like, so many, I can't even remember the first time I was laid off. I'm sure if I thought about it for 2 seconds, I could. Actually, it just came to me. And it happened after a one-on-one review where I was told I did really well.
No.
And it was having the chair pulled, the rug pulled from under you. And after that, something better came. And after that, something better came. Like, you know what I mean? And so placing layoffs in a lens or viewing them through a lens that isn't the end-all be-all, because so many people bounce back. And that's what we want to show here, right? Like what you can do with that energy.
Yeah. To be honest, like even whatever we share here and we do here, it's going to prepare you for the journey. But in reality, the shock, you might never get prepared for that. And talking from someone that has been laid off twice in a very short amount of time, I tell you, like, that part doesn't get easier. What gets easier and better is you putting that energy to good use. And we hope, like, all these resources, all this chat, all these conversations that are going to happen give you that opportunity to, like, okay, they pulled the rug out of me, but how do you get up, get back on the horse, and move on onto the best thing? Because, yes, there's always a better thing out there. And sometimes requires patience, sometimes requires more energy, sometimes requires a trip to Orlando to find yourself.
Yeah, eat pasta.
Pasta. Wine.
And wine. Yeah, I think, you know, a word that I try not to use is normalize. But it isn't just about normalizing layoffs. It's about normalizing bouncing back from layoffs.
And the feelings that happen.
That happen within layoffs.
Yeah.
There's no need or reason for these feelings to feel so alienating when it's such a common thing, right? It, mm-hmm. Literally, it's happening to 500 to 600 people at a time. It can't be that isolated of an incident if all 600 people are going through it at a time, right? And so lean on that. Know that there's comfort and you're not alone. And hopefully that's what this platform shows you, that you're not alone. Whether you're in our field or in a completely different field, whether you're on the other side of the world, we know the feeling, you know?
Yeah, no.
There are people that know the feeling.
And I mean, feel free to consider us part of your network. If you're like a listener of this podcast, the listener of any guest that we have here.
Our network is definitely your network. And there'll be, you know, like we said, resources. So contact information for all the people. If something makes sense, please reach out. Reach out to us. We can maybe connect you with some of our guests. But that is ultimately why we're here.
Yeah. We're here to help people. And you guys are also like the best ones to help us too.
Because helped people help people is what I've heard.
Yeah.
That was bad. All right. That was a bad joke. It's going to be a lot of corny jokes. But that was one of them. And yeah, this is, as much as it's going to be a story about layoffs, there are going to be stories about triumph after layoffs, right? People that you know, people that you are familiar with, creators, influencers, who only became those things because they were laid off from somewhere and they realized the potential of themselves only after they've been laid off from somewhere.
And it's like, find relief and joy into knowing that this will pass. And at one point, you might be laughing about this. I just read a book where they put this equation, like, really funny. And it's like, drama plus time equals comedy. I think like that made me laugh, and I think that's amazing because that's the very nature of human nature. No matter how bad things get, if you give it time, you can laugh about it.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that is very true. I mean, so yeah, this is episode one. What this will be moving forward will probably change this and evolve, rather not change, but evolve. You know, we're learning. About the topic as we go. We won't be adverse to evolving our thoughts and stances on things as we gain new information, as we learn new things, as we meet new people. I mean, hopefully we can be a really transparent reflection of that on this platform.
Yeah. I know, it's like this podcast is for us, for you, for anyone that has been laid off, even if it has been 10, 20, 30 years since that happened. I'm pretty sure, like, at all moments, everyone had, like, that feeling from back in the day when you're getting the pink notice, the pink slip notice, the famous pink slip notice. We all have ingrained the, like, grab your stuff on a box and escort it out of the building. Like, everybody has had, like, an experience about that.
Yeah, going from pink slips and moving boxes to
Zoom
impromptu Zoom calls and calendar invites.
Yeah.
You know, the methods or the techniques of being laid off have evolved over time, and we'll try to cover it all.
Yeah.
Again, this is not new. So long as there's been employment, there's been unemployment. I found myself thinking this would have been really cool to have during the Depression. This is a little dark, but it's true. I would love to hear accounts of people and their experiences at that time. But listen, we are going through something not so dissimilar right now,
yep.
I guess, or like in 2008. This is an interesting time in history, and we didn't start this podcast because of that, just kind of how it's been working out. But we're happy to be here to capture those emotions in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just the one thing that it will always matter are the people.
Always.
Always, always, always.
And yeah, and again, just to reiterate, this isn't about bashing companies or corporations. No, we both would like to work for companies and corporations again. But those companies and corporations don't exist without the people. And too often, those people are discarded and treated like a number on a spreadsheet because they are essentially a number on a spreadsheet, but not here. Here, you are a person with feelings and emotions, and that is to all be considered. And we will. We will take all of that into consideration while we listen to you en route to your next gig or not, you know, to your next entrepreneurial venture.
Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for following the podcast. If you like it, give us a follow, share it, send it to someone that you know might benefit from these conversations, from these resources. And let's keep this network growing.
That's it. That's been it. Let's Talk Layoffs, episode 1. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Let's Talk Layoffs podcast. Please leave us a rating and review on whichever podcast provider you're listening from, so we can continue to provide a platform for those impacted by layoffs. For more information and resources, please visit www.letstalklayoffs.com.